Have you exercised your faith? Sister says, yes. Have you exercised the faith that Jesus gave you? How many of you have prayed for lost keys? Did you find it? Amen. Amen. You know, God cares for little things, like a lost key. He cares and blesses us. All He's expecting us to come to Him for every single thing. And that's why we have to come to in prayer and in worship every single day, to praise Him and thank Him for a good rest on the night, for another day of life, and give Him all our plans for today or for that day, so He can bless Him, that He can close doors and open doors according to His will, because He knows what is the best for us. Maybe you are going to do a business and the Lord thinks that you're going to get in trouble. He can close it. Or if there is something that you forgot and you need to do, and the Lord remind you. That's how close we need to walk with Jesus. Yes. And Sister Rebecca, where is my brother John? Ah, the Spanish. Okay. All right. So, I have a story here. I like to take stories from the Bible. I have many experiences with faith, but I want to take it from the Bible. There was a centurion, and I praised Eugene for giving me the idea of bringing the story. It's found in Luke 7, 1-10. It says, "Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum, and a certain centurion servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he will come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worth of whom he should do this, for he loved our nation, and he had built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion said friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter into my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. And I also am a man sent under authority, having under me soldiers, and I send to one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." So he basically is telling Jesus, "Master, just give the word. I know how to follow orders. I'm a military, and I have men under me. So just give your word. I'm unworthy for you to come to my house, but you can say your word." So, and it continues, verse 9. "When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that follow him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, not in Israel. And they that were sent returning to the house found the servant whole that has been sick." Isn't it beautiful? Beautiful. How many times we have prayed for the sick? A lot. A lot. And we go out of here with confidence that God has accepted our prayers. And yes. Okay. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes. And today I'm going to anoint Brother Schaefer, Richard Schaefer. he is the writer of the book Legacy, and he's a historian. I was invited to do that. And it's going to be about 3 o'clock. So Eugene, while you had the prayers this afternoon, please remember Brother Schaefer. Yes. He has acute leukemia, and is not producing red blood cells or platelets. So it's a very dear situation. So praise the Lord. Yeah. Okay. Now, I had to make a disclaimer. Well, no, it's not a disclaimer. It's a point of clarification. Because the sermon today is about faith. Is there anything more important than faith? Love? Let's see what the Bible says. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now abide faith, hope, charity. The word charity is the agape word, which means love. These three, but the greatest of these is charity, which is love. What is love greater than faith? Because God is love. That's He's love, so He give us in His grace, faith. So faith is a product of the grace, which is synonym of love, and He is love. Amen. Now, I've been searching this for more than 2 weeks, and I look in the Bible, the word faith, and then after I look in the Bible more than almost 300 words, Bible verses, and I read them all, by the way, and so they. And I go to the Greek and the Hebrew. Where is faith coming from? And in the Old Testament, it's basically coming from two words. And I don't know exactly how they sound, but one is immune, and the other one is batan. And immune means trustworthiness. And it's been translated in the Bible as faithful, truth, and faith. So, whenever you see the word faithful, truth, or faith in the Old Testament, think about faith. They are related. Now, the second word, immune, is a word that means establishment, and is translated. The next word. Let me some examples of the previous. Proverbs 14:5, it says, a faithful witness will not lie. Faithful means is full of faith, is trustworthy, shall not lie. Another example for the word truth, which is translated from the same word faith, Isaiah 26:2, open ye the gates, that the righteous nation will keep the truth. Keep what? Isn't it the truth, our faith? Our profession of faith? Exactly. So that they may enter in. Do we have a sample of this, Brother Eugene, of the sermon? Can you have... You got okay, excellent. All right. So the second word is means trust in the Lord. That's Baitan. And I have an example in Second Kings 18:1-5. Now it came to pass in the third year of Hosea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. He trusted in the Lord, God of Israel, so that after him was none like him among all the kings of Judah, nor any that were before him. So, interestingly, the word trusted is synonym of faith. He trusted in the Lord. You have
faith in God, faith in Jesus. Now, we go into the New Testament, and we have some very interesting words. One is called elpis, and the other one is elpiso, and then pistis. Now, let's start with elpis. Elpis is translated 53 times as hope, and one time as faith. So, hope is synonym of faith. And you can see, you're going to see that they are interchangeable. For instance, in Acts 20:24, verse 15, and have hope toward God. In other words, have faith toward God. So the word hope is synonym of faith. Now if you turn the page, Acts 26:6, at the top of the second page, and now I stand and am judged for the hope of the promise made of God into our fathers. So in this case is a hope in the promises of God, having faith in the promises of God. Now it also means a profession of faith, or a credence, or persuasion. And Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. What is the profession of our faith? What we call ourselves Seventh-day Adventists, that have a series of beliefs that we have accepted as our own. That's a profession of faith. Now the next word is elpiso. This word means to expect or confide. So having faith is on the expectations of the second coming of Jesus. Having faith that we're going to be in the heavenly kingdom. Having faith that the promises of God are sure on the future. So that's the word of elpiso, is things hoped for or trust. Like in Matthew 12:21, it says, and in his name shall the Gentiles trust. So the Gentiles will have faith and the name of Jesus. So the word trust also relate to the word faith in this text. Romans 15:12. And again, Isaiah said, there shall be a root of Jesse. Oh, by the way, who's the root of Jesse? Jesus. And he that shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the word pistis. Pistis has several words. It has the word faith, that is translated 239. This is the word most translated into the word faith. But it also means assurance. One time, believe. Or belief. You can believe something. You have your belief, your profession of faith, but you believe in Jesus. And also fidelity. The word faith is also related to fidelity. So if you have faith in Jesus, you are faithful to Jesus. Now, because this word also means persuasion, and persuasion is profession of faith, or credence, or moral conviction, or religious truth, or the truthfulness of God, or a religious teacher, especially reliance upon Christ for salvation, the system of religious gospel, truth itself. So it's assurance, belief, faith, and fidelity. That's the word pistis. Now, The words that have been translated as faith also are translated as. Now, I'm going to make a summary of so far what we have said. Faith is translated as truth, trusted in the Lord, hope as an expectation, profession of faith, a belief, to believe, trust, to have things hoped for, assurance, fidelity, and assurance. So you can see so many words that means faith in the Bible. Now the Lord opens our mind to the full picture. Now, let's define faith. What is faith? What do you think is faith? Thank you. Thank you. We're going to go to that text. You mentioned something, Doctor? Somebody mentioned, what is faith? Okay. We found that on the Word of God. Very good. Let's see what I have found on the Bible as the definition of faith. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, and temperance. By the way, we need to have all the fruit of the Spirit, because the verse is started by the fruit of the Spirit is. So, love is comprised of all this. If we are in need of patience, we have to come to the Lord. Lord, give me patience. Temperance, we come to the Lord. If we ever need meekness, because we don't take offenses, we have to come to the Lord. Right? Okay. Now, faith is also a gift. Can you believe that you don't develop faith yourself? Since Adam and Eve fall into sin, they lost all the attraction for God and godly things. So God has to do something and put it in their hearts. And so it's a gift. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are ye saved through, and that not of yourself, it is most preachers equate the gift of God to grace. But grace is what God is. It's not a gift, it's what He is. It is by His grace that He gave us faith. So the gift here is faith. It's the faith. Okay. Now, 1 Peter 1:9. Receiving the end of your faith. What do you think the end of the faith is? What do we ask for faith? To be saved. Absolutely. So that's the end of faith, even the salvation of your soul. How are we protected from temptation? We gotta have strength in our hearts. How do you call that? The shield of faith. So then Eugene mentioned faith come by that, and the hearing by that. If you want to go shield every day, what do you need to do in the morning? Read the Word of God in prayer. So you are fully armed and with a shield, right? So the darts of the enemy, it's very hard to come and persuade you to do wrong. It is written, yes. Now, I found something, I didn't know this one. Acts 14:27. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, they rehearsed all that God has done with them and how He had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. Wow, faith is a door. And God opens the door of faith to the Gentiles. Because that door is the door for salvation. So faith is salvation. It's the door. We cannot be saved if we don't open the scriptures and read it and get the shield of faith. That's how salvation begins. And now, somebody told me that the end of faith is this one. You mentioned love. Is love. If you open the scriptures in 2 Peter 1, verse 5 to about 7 to 10, it says this, and beside this, add to your faith virtue, knowledge, and knowledge, temperance, okay, and temperance, godliness. Oh, godliness. Let's go to 2 Peter, because we need to get it right. Yeah, 2 Peter 1. Say amen if you're there. Okay, 2 Peter 1, we're going to start with verse 5. And this is what the Word of God says. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. You know what virtue is? Virtue is the power to resist sin. But it only comes through the Holy Spirit. So whenever we open the scriptures, we ask for the Holy Spirit. Okay? And virtue, knowledge. You open the scripture, you know Jesus personally. And to knowledge, temperance. Now you have self-control. And to temperance, patience. Patience doesn't come before temperance. We have to be temperate before we have patience. If somebody come and, brother, can you help me? What can I do to get patience? What would you tell him? Open the scripture, pray for the Holy Spirit, know Jesus, and he will give you temperance, self-control, and then you'll be patient. That's how we get patience. And to patience, godliness. Give me another word for godliness. Kindness. Christ-likeness. Is God-likeness. Is God-likeness is holiness. Holiness, yes. So, it's after we acquire patience that people can see, oh, Brother Charles, I can see Jesus on you. And because you're patient. But not before patience. You see the steps? So, remember the first step is faith. Okay, so patience, godliness, and godliness, brotherly kindness. So, if you have the godliness of God, then you love your brother or your sister. If you don't have the knowledge of Jesus, you don't have patience, you don't have temperance, you don't love anybody. Your love is selfish. You want something in return. So you see the steps to get the true love for our brethren, and brotherly kindness, charity. Give me the word for charity. Agape love. So the beginning is faith, and the end of faith is love. But you see all the steps in between. This is called Peter's ladder. And this is the process of sanctification, step by step. So mark your Bibles, Peter 1, 2 Peter 1, 5 to 7. Okay. Now, my brother back there mentioned Hebrews 11:1. Now faith, which is the word pistis that we mentioned, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This text for me has been hard. Hard because it says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. How in the world faith is something that can have substance? The pulpit, the chair, the walls, the building, those are substance. So how can faith can be that? The answer is right there. It says here, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. So if you put it this way, faith is the hope to see the end of faith, that is the substance. Which and the substance, and I'm going to clarify this in a second. And the evidence of things not seen. So let's clarify the substance. Hebrews 10:34. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that ye have in heaven a better and enduring what? Now I know what is the substance that I'm hoping for. I had to crack my head and do some research to decode that part of the text by the grace of God. So the substance is an enduring in heaven. What God has promised that we're going to get in heaven? Mansions, a city of gold, living with Him. The text is telling me is real, is tangible, is visible. You can perceive it with your senses. It's a substance. Okay, so faith is a hope on the future. Only that probably the way they spoke in Greek, we don't understand it. But now we have light. Now, what about the evidence of things not seen? Romans 8:25. But if we hope for that we see not, the word hope can be said if we have faith on the thing that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Acts 2:1-4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house. So the Lord is giving them evidence of things not seen. Did they see the Holy Spirit? Well, after that. And he mentions here, next page, where they were sitting, and there appearing to them cloven tongues like a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So praise the Lord. He doesn't leave you in the dark. He gives you evidence of the faith. There are things that you don't see, but it happens. And you wonder, how did it happen? It's because God wants to strengthen it, your faith. Now, we talk about things hoped for, the end of faith. I found different things that it shows the end of faith, or the utmost result of having faith is a product, the final product. So one is, I'm going to start with the promise made to Abraham, Romans 4:16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, in other words the Jews, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. So what does it take to be a child of Abraham? Have the faith of Jesus Christ. Yeah, because only the children of Abraham are going to be saved. You know that? But it has to be the children of faith. Now, an end result of faith is the appearance of our Lord Jesus. Titus 2:13, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 2:19. For what is our hope, or joy, or crown, or rejoicing? Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ as He's coming? That's our hope. And hope is faith. Now, an end result of faith, eternal life. Titus 1:2. In hope of eternal life, in faith of eternal life, which God hath cannot lie, promised before the world began. Heaven. Heaven is the end result of faith. Colossians 1:23. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Oh, where do we find faith? Faith comes by the hearing, and the hearing by the word of God. Where is the gospel found? In the word of God. So, the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Colossians 1:5. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Where is our hope laid up? Heaven. That's what we are looking for. Now, also, you have seen in 2 Peter chapter 1, 5 to 7, that the end of faith is love. So, in 1 Corinthians 13:13 says, and now abide faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is love. Agape love. 1 Timothy 1:5. Now the end of the commandment is what? So now we know that the end of the commandment is charity. And the end of faith is charity. And at the end of everything is salvation. But requires faith. Yeah. Okay. How do we know that Jesus securing and guarantee the end of faith or salvation? How do we know the guarantee that we're going to have? In Peter 1, verses 21, it says, Who by him do believe in God, that raised up him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. So the guarantee that the end of faith is going to happen is because God raised up Jesus Christ from the tomb. That's the guarantee. 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again into a what kind of faith? Oh, now faith is not a verb necessarily, it's not a noun, it's a person. Because it's alive. And who is that person? The originator and finisher of our faith. And you see, lively hope is Jesus Christ, is life. And he says, why? By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. It was imperative that Jesus should have resurrected, or all the prayers of the Old Testament could have been in vain, or they did it on hope of the Lamb of God being successful at the cross. So let's see some synonyms of faith that I found in the Bible. Something that means the same. The most common is the word hope. It says in Romans 8:24, for we are saved by what? Oh, no, you're not reading. We are saved by hope. By hope. Give me another word for hope. We are saved by faith. You know, we are saved by grace through faith. You could not be saved if you don't go through faith, a lively faith that is Jesus Christ, and he is also our hope. So Paul is just using different words here. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why do he yet hope for? Are you hoping for eternal mansions? Do you see them? By faith. That's why we hope, because we haven't seen them. Acts 24:15. And have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. Why do you believe that there is going to be a resurrection? Because you have faith. Because you have hope. Because you have assurance. Because you trust and believe. Yes. Okay. Another synonym, the word trust. Matthew 12:21. And in his name shall the Gentiles. Give me another word for trust. Faith. 1 Timothy 4:10. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. So it was because of faith that Paul endured all his tribulations. Another word is believe. Page 4. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the... So who give you hope in the heart? The Holy Ghost. And what else the Lord give us with faith and hope? According to this text, it give us joy and give us peace. How do you know you have the faith? He says, oh, but I don't have faith. How do you know you have or you don't have? Either you rejoice in Jesus Christ and have peace, you have faith. That's the test. Exactly, peace of mind. Hebrews 10:22, assurance. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of... So faith has assurance. Assurance is faith. So we see hope, faith, trust, assurance. And Colossians 1:27. Now let's look at the living faith. Colossians 1:27. For whom God would make known what is the riches or the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the what? Hope, the faith, the hope for that glory to come. 1 Timothy 1:1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our... Oh, now we have a living faith. Jesus is our hope. He is our living faith. Praise the Lord. The word confidence is also a synonym. Hebrews 3:14. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our... What? And what is the beginning? And the ladder of Peter. Peter's ladder. It's faith. If we hold our faith in confidence, steadfast unto the end. And what is the end? The love of God. Yeah. Exactly. Consolation is also a synonym. 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which had loved us and had given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. So who gave us faith according to this text? And both the Father and Jesus give us faith. Now I had to let you know, I need more other texts to prove this, but everything comes from the Father. Salvation, faith, justification, creation, everything. Jesus, even judgment. Jesus gave, remember the Ancient of Days, he sat down, and then a lamb came to, and Paul says that he gave the judgment to his son, but it's of the Father. Yeah. Same with creation. Paul mentioned that everything has been created by God through Jesus Christ. So everything originates from the Father. So, consolation. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which had loved us and had given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. So you see, faith, the word hope is faith, it comes through grace. It is by grace. Now, it also means a profession of faith, which is what our belief. It says, Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Our profession of faith is the gospel that we preach. We believe in the Bible. We believe in every word. 1 Peter 3:15. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. How do we sanctify God in our hearts? By obedience. The same way of we giving glory is by obedience. And be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. What is the hope that is in you? What you believe. Your faith, the gospel. Now, there is another word, faithful. Faith and full of faith. Or somebody that is trustable. Trustworthy. So Psalms 31:23. All love the Lord, all ye his saints. For the Lord preserveth the faithful, and plentiful rewardeth the proud doer. So the Lord preserve the one full of faith. The faithful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It also means expectation. Faith is an expectation. Philippians 1:20. According to my earnest expectation and my hope, according to my faith and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death. Wow. It was the faith of Jesus that helped Paul to go to be killed and die. Okay, well, if they are synonyms, they should be antonyms, right? The opposite. Okay, so Hebrews 11:6, it says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. How possible? Zero. Impossible. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, anything that is not of faith is a sin. Everything that you and I do without prayer, asking God for direction, is without faith. Yeah, that's how we make mistakes in life. Now, Romans 14:23. And he that doubted is damned if he eats, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is a sin. Okay. What about presumption? Presumption is something that is not, you cannot see the opposite of faith. It's a gray area. Oh, you go to a dinner and they give you pork chops, and then you say, well, if I pray, the Lord will clean it up and I don't get hurt. That is presumption. Presumption. Yeah. So, Genesis, I have a story for that. Genesis 3, 1-4. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast on the field which the Lord God hath made. And he said unto the woman, yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. That was a lie. Okay? For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then thy eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods. Is that true? Yeah, it is true. It is true. If they didn't know sin, if they will eat the fruit, now they will have the knowledge of sin. Okay. And shall be as gods. This is a small g. Knowing God, knowing good and evil. Before they eat the fruit, did they know evil? No. But after eating the fruit, then now they know evil. And so Satan put in the mind of Eve, God is not it's not open with you, it's not honest. Because he only showed you one side and not the other side. And he's withholding the knowledge of evil from you. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. That was a trick. She wanted to be wise like God. But that was by eating, that was presumption. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also to her husband with her, and he did eat. Now faith come by grace. 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, remember it's mentioned both of them, which had loved us and had given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace. So it was the Father and Jesus working together. Now, who is the author of faith? We have to start with God the Father. And I have a text for it. Romans 3:3. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? What faith of whom? God the Father. Romans 12:3. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of. So who give to every man a measure of faith? The Father. It's God. It's mentioning God. Paul referred to the Father. He knew that it comes all from the Father. Now, Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Okay, so God doesn't do things alone. He does it with Jesus and the Holy Spirit, who for the joy that was before set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Revelation 14:12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. Now, what is the role of the Holy Spirit in our faith? Faith comes from the Father, give it to Jesus, Jesus give it to us. So, did they miss the Holy Spirit? No. Let me prove it. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope, or the God of faith, right? Because he owns the faith. Fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through what? Through the power of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost, in the book of John, it says that, Jesus says that, the Holy Ghost will take it from me and give it to you. So he takes the faith of Jesus and give it to us. Yes. Galatians 5:5. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. It is through the Spirit. Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. How are you going to get the fruit of the Spirit if you don't have the Spirit? Jesus is not going to give it that to you, because he gave it to the Holy Spirit and he will bring it to us. Yes. Galatians 5:5. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness and faith. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope filled you with all joy and peace, and believing that ye might abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Okay, I think that I repeat those texts. So, what must we do? What are we going to do? Yes, in Acts 19:4 says, then said Paul, John verily baptized with the baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on him which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. So what two things Paul, John the Baptist, taught? Two things to the people. He says, repent and be baptized. Repent and be baptized for remission of sins. Is that important? Absolutely. Now, we need to enter with boldness into the holiest. Hebrews 10:19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. So, who is in the holiest? Who is in the holiest? No, we enter into the holiest through the blood of Jesus Christ. He is the veil. So when we enter, who is there? The Father. Remember that Adam and Eve, when they sinned, there was a separation between the Father and Adam and Eve. A gulf between. And Jesus came to bring that gulf together. And Jesus is the ladder that Jacob dreamed, that was touching earth to heaven. So now we can have access to go back to the communion with the Father. That's how it works. So we're going to search the scriptures. John 5:39. Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So what is the first thing we should do every day? Search the scriptures and prayer, asking for the Holy Spirit, eating the bread and drinking the wine. You know what that means, drinking the wine? Applying the blood of Jesus to cleanse you from sins. So you confess, you ask the Lord for repentance, along as eating the bread. It has to go together. Now we need to purify ourselves. 1 John 3:3. And every man that had this hope, this faith, in him purify himself, even as he is pure. How do we purify ourselves? How do we purify ourselves? By coming to Jesus. Once, you know, the baptistry has water to cleanse the body. It means it cleanses us from the old man, the man of sin, that man that betrays you, that you're going to do something right and you turn into doing something bad, and you say, what did I do that? It's the old man. So that has to die by dying every day. It says Jesus in Luke 9:23, if anyone come after me, take up his cross daily. So the old man has to be crucified. How often? Daily. Has to remain there all the time. Daily. Yes. But But the reality is this. The old man likes to come out anytime during the day. Sometimes you might get irritated, or sometimes you were offended, or sometimes you want to defend yourself or justify yourself. So you had to ask Jesus, help me, put the old man in the cross. Please, I only want to have you in my mind. Now, you know the name of the new man? Jesus Christ, the hope of glory. So, if you are renewed in your mind, it's because you had the mind of Jesus Christ. And if we all had the mind of Christ, you think that we're going to fight? Jesus doesn't fight with Jesus. You see? And if we have differences, we can pray with our brethren. Brethren, let's pray. And maybe there is something that I don't see, or I don't know. Let's pray that Jesus will teach us, right? Right there. Praise the Lord. Now, there is a promise in the Bible, James 1:12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Why? Because of the power of faith. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life. That's the end of faith, which the Lord has promised to them that love them. Now, God is making a call, and I'm gonna ask you to stand for the call and the prayer. In Matthew 11:28-30, it says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Remember that faith, rest is a product of faith. "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy," it's talking about the cross, "and my burden is light." And this is our prayer. If you can kneel with me, and we're going to pray. Loving Father in heaven, thank you for teaching us today about faith. And Lord, has been a wonderful time with you at your feet. And now, as I ended the service, I would like to end it with a blessing. As is it found in Numbers 6:24-26. "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." In Jesus' name, amen.